Garrett Space was founded in 2019 by Julie and Scott Helpert of Ann Arbor after they lost their son Garrett to suicide. At the time, they saw huge gaps in treatment options for young adults struggling with mental health challenges. Well, today they received some great news. The organization Garrett Space will be receiving $4 million for community project funding that was included in the U.S. Omnibus spending bill, just recently signed into law by President Biden. This money will be used toward the construction of a residential center for young adults ages 18 to 28 struggling with significant mental health issues. I'm joined on Ann Arbor's talk station 1290 WLBY by Julie and Scott Helpert, Garrett's parents. You have been waiting for this day for so long and working so hard to get here. What does this feel like, Julie?
It feels really incredible. This is a significant amount of money, obviously, we can use towards construction of our dream of building a residential center, holistically focused residential center for young adults. And we're grateful to the efforts of Congresswoman Dingell as well as Senator Debbie Stabenow, who have really helped to spread this. It's just incredible.
Scott, tell everyone a little bit about the journey that your family has been on over these last few years since the passing of your son.
Doing the work that we're doing with Garrett Space over the past few years is both challenging and rewarding. We're constantly reminded of our son, who obviously his memory is so beautiful to us, but at the same time, we think about the loss. At the same time, we're also feeling the reward of creating this new space, this new programming for young adults, which we really believe already is making a significant difference for this population. And we know that with the money that we're going to get towards the center and creating the center, it's really going to make that much more of a difference for this population.
Well, and I think that's what's so interesting about Garrett Space. You haven't just been working towards the center. You've been already helping others. Julie, how have you been doing that?
Well, we have been this wellness programming that's a meeting virtually for now, free of charge, to young adults, where they meet weekly and have a support group with peers, as well as movement activity. And Scott, you can talk a bit more about it as well.
Yes, what we're seeing with our support groups is that the participants are really rallying around each other more than we ever could have imagined. They're there for each other. They're finally being with others who get what they're going through. And really, that's the greatest benefit we could offer them at this point. And the groups are going really well. We've got just an amazing team of facilitators who are leading the groups at this point.
What is it about this population, young adults, that perhaps this idea of peer-to-peer and something that is very specific to this group that you believe will actually work when it comes to staving off suicide and the effects of depression? Julie?
Well, it's a very difficult time of life, and I believe more difficult now than it ever has been. Social media has really taken a toll on a lot of these young adults. I know in some ways it makes them feel less isolated, but it also forces them to try to measure up to other people and often makes them feel inadequate. It's also a time of transition where they're transitioning perhaps from high school to college and college into the real world. COVID brought an incredibly challenging layer on top of all of this. And I think that there's a feeling among a lot of young people that they're alone in their struggle, that there must be something wrong with them. That was something that I believe that our son felt. And we feel that just bringing them together with other people who are similarly struggling and being led by someone who had been struggling and is doing well now is very comforting. It really gives them a sense of hope that things will get better. And they often, with suicide, that's when you lose hope. That you don't think things can ever get better. And we want these young people to know that they can and that we're going to help them get there. And I think that that's going to make a significant difference.
And you never know who this might touch. Your son was an extraordinary young man, very talented young man. And you knew he was struggling with some things, but you never would have thought this could happen to you, like many parents out there who are going through this. Right, Julie?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we were a very close family. We still are a close family. Garrett had so many friends and close friends and people who loved him, and he loved them. It comes down to a time in your life when you just feel like you can't go on, and it's a parent's worst nightmare. It was our worst nightmare. And we just feel strongly that there's a lot of young people. Unfortunately, we learn about other young people whose lives have been left because their parents often come to us. And it's just, it's horrific. And we just have to do something to turn the tide. And our way forward after losing our son is helping to find a way to do this.
And just to illustrate that, in a recent poll of nearly 2,000 adults, ages 18 to 24, 70% reported being moderately or severely depressed. That is incredible. And suicide is the leading cause of death for youth and young adults in the state of Michigan. And here in Michigan, there have been very few resources since the late 1980s when, you know, a lot of the help was stripped away. And now you're making an effort to bring that back through your nonprofit organization, Garrett Space. And now this $4 million dollars that's going to be infused into your organization is going to help you get there. Scott, I understand you actually already have property where this is going. Tell us about that.
Well, we are under contract currently to acquire property that's in Superior Township, and it is exactly what we were looking for. It's 76 acres, immersed in beautiful nature, and it actually has an existing house on it that's quite beautiful. So we're really looking forward to a position to close that acquisition and begin in-person programming pretty quickly once we've closed it.
So were you doing this prior to receiving this money? Will the money go towards that purchase, or how is this all going to be coming together for you?
Yeah, so actually we don't know whether we can use any of the funds for the purchase of the property, but we do know we'll be able to use it to actually construct the facility.
So there's a house on the premises that we can use for administrative offices and maybe day programming, but we need to actually construct the residential center, and we can use the money for that. We're also going through a process of getting this rezoned, which takes time.
Where in Superior Township is this located?
So it is near Dixborough Road and Plymouth Road.
Over on the east side of Ann Arbor, kind of the northeast side there.
Right.
Near US 23. And what will the residential center consist of? How many beds? What will this look like?
Yes, we plan on accommodating 15 to 20 guests at a time. Plus we'll have an additional 10 or so for day programming. So we believe that we'll be able to support between 300 and 400 young adults each year at the center.
Do you envision families being able to contact you directly if they have an individual who is suffering from depression, a young adult, as opposed to taking them to the emergency room, which is what happens now for a lot of families out there. And we know the problems with that, with how, well, especially during COVID, what was going on in the hospitals, and it made it very difficult to get treatment for individuals. So how will this work with Garrett Space and the residential center?
So yes, families can certainly reach out to us, as the young adults obviously can directly. We're not going to be a substitute for the emergency room, however. If somebody is imminently, actively suicidal, they need to go to the ER as opposed to Garrett Space. But we will be a step down from the emergency room.
And we hope we can prevent people from having to go to the emergency room if they're not actively suicidal. They're really struggling. We hope we can provide that option for them for treatment.
We're talking with Julie and Scott Helpert, and the organization is Garrett Space, which has just announced $4 million in funding from the government to aid toward the construction of a residential center for young adults ages 18 to 28 who are struggling with significant mental health issues. Julie, your work overall continues. You'll be doing more fundraising, I imagine, towards this effort. Tell us what is needed.
So we are in the process of ascertaining exactly the total costs. I mean, this is a nice amount of money, but it doesn't begin to cover the cost of building this facility. I should also mention that we are working with a leading architect to build a place that has that is designed for wellness, that has lots of open light and beautiful spaces, and creativity studio for arts activities and outdoor spaces for recreational activities, so that it's really state of the art. We hope this will be a model that can be replicated in other places across the country. So it's an expensive undertaking, and so we are in discussions with a fundraising expert as we plan for our capital campaign to raise that additional money.
And then how will you staff the center, and what are your plans towards that end?
Yeah, so that's not finally determined yet, but we anticipate that it'll be mostly run by social workers and other professionals. But it's going to be mostly have a non-medical, non-institutional feel to it.
Our whole goal of this is to really provide wraparound supports to young adults and teach them how to live in what has become an increasingly troubled and difficult world. We plan to have things like music, art, journaling, healthy cooking, yoga, different kinds of exercise to really, and support for broken relationships as peer support. So we really want the center to be a place where they can really exhale and figure out how to go on and to get through those rough patches when they have to face them.
What a beautiful concept. What are you hearing from Garrett's friends on these efforts? I know many have been involved helping you with this as well.
Yeah, well, we were last on, I think, when we talked about our 24-hour fundraiser, which was quite successful, which was spearheaded by Garrett's close friend, Mark DeLuxana. You know, we continue to stay in touch with Garrett's friends through Garrett Space. They're aware of what we're doing, and I think they're very touched by it. This has kept us in touch with a lot of his friends, that whole community that we want to stay close to, because they were wonderful to him. And, they've been wonderful to us as well.
And Scott, do you hear from young adults who have been energized and perhaps even saved just through the efforts that you've done so far?
We've had a lot of positive feedback along those lines, yes. People who've been in our programming, people who are inspired by what we're doing. We have a number of young adults who are currently volunteering because they just, what we're doing resonates with them. They're the population that's being impacted the most by this mental health crisis, and they want to get involved in making a difference. So yeah, it's been very gratifying in that regard.
We actually did have one participant who we were told said that this really did save their life, and that means the world to us. That's the goal, of course.
Incredible. You're doing God's work. You really are. I salute you. You're such an inspiration. So many people would curl up and not be able to do these kinds of things. And the fact that you got out there and did the work that was needed when many of us have just been talking about these issues, you're making it happen. And we wish you well. I'm just so inspired by the mission that you're on. We salute you. Thank you so much, Julie and Scott Halpert. We can't wait to see what happens with Garrett Space in the future. Our listeners can go to garrettspace.org to learn more. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.